Life is full of questions, and often the answers are difficult. Stephen Baker seeks to answer various questions about life and faith using the Bible as his only source. Join in each week as Stephen tackles the challenge of life questions. Here's Stephen.
There was a day when Jesus forgave a man's sins. That's found in Mark chapter 2 in the Bible. To prove that he'd done a work in the man's heart and soul, he then performed a work in his body. He said to the same man who was paralysed, being brought by his four friends and put down through the roof, he said, "Arise, take up thy bed and go thy way." And the man did. And I often teach people, the Lord Jesus demonstrated that what he could do to the body, he could do to the soul. You see, if someone had asked the question, in fact, Jesus did ask the question, he said, what is it easier to say? Is it easier to say, take up your bed and walk, or is it easier to say, your sins are forgiven you? Well, the reality is, it would be easier to say your sins are forgiven you, but you couldn't tell. But if he said, take up your bed and walk, well, if he did, then the Lord Jesus had the power to make the paralyzed man well and fit. If he didn't, well, you knew that he was an imposter. So the Lord Jesus said, so that you would know that he had power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man, take up your bed and walk. It worked practically as well as spiritually. You see, something similar happens to us today. To prove that Jesus has dealt with the penalty of sin in an individual's life, he deals with the power of sin in that person's life. There's an old hymn and it says this, he breaks the power of cancelled sin, he sets the prisoner free. The Lord Jesus changes lives. I could take you to people in Liverpool and Manchester and Scotland and in America and places where they have been saved and their lives have been drastically and dramatically changed through the power of the gospel. Violent people have been tamed by him. Immoral people have been made pure. Selfish people have been made generous. Cruel people have been made kind by Jesus Christ. Addicts have been delivered from their addiction. I've just been with men this morning whose lives were changed through the power of the gospel. Here's a few examples. In the early 1900s, revival came to Wales, and the consequence, public houses and beer clubs emptied, old debts were paid, jealousy vanished, churches and family feuds were healed, great drunkards, prize fighters and gamblers pray in the services and give their testimony. That's a documented effect of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You'll find that in a book by D.M. Phillips called Evan Roberts, the Great Welsh Revivalist and His Work. W.P. Nicholson was a powerful preacher from Northern Ireland. In the 1920s, he saw many converted in Belfast, and here's the consequence. In the Belfast shipyard, they had to erect a special shed to house stolen goods that converted workers were returning as revival blessings swept through the country. They called it the Nicholson Shed, and it stood as a testimony to the power of the gospel in the life of a sinner. Isn't that amazing? You'll find that on sermonaudio.com, the voice of W.P. Nicholson. Let me give you an up-to-date example. A dear friend of mine is called Robbie Rogers. Robbie was once a criminal. He spent 19 of his 39 years in jail. He was in jail for armed robbery and violent crime. He did drugs. A number of years ago, he was in Liverpool keeping his head down, having escaped prison in the north of Ireland. He came across two men preaching the gospel, friends of mine. And as they preached, somehow God spoke to him. He didn't really understand the message, but he knew he needed what they had. To cut the story short, my friend Robbie came back after being up to the pharmacist to get his methadone, and he listened again. He asked, could he hear more about the message? He went off to hear these men preach again in David Street Gospel Hall in Liverpool. Robbie got saved. He handed himself back into prison. He served the rest of his sentence, and today he lives in Manchester. He's married. He has a lovely little ready-made family. And the gospel has changed his life unrecognizably. His mother didn't believe that God could do it, but God saved him and changed his life. May God bless you, because Christianity works. Men and women get saved and their lives are changed through the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You are listening to Life Questions by Stephen Baker, an honest attempt to answer life's toughest questions using the Bible. Located in Liverpool, England, Stephen is active in spreading the word of God through social media, blogging, radio broadcasts, and podcasts.